蓝天之下，让梦想起航；
绿洲之中，让心灵放松。欢迎来到
蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today。
Welcome to Haven Today. I'm Charles Morris, sharing the great story that's all about Jesus. We're continuing our series called Hymns for Hard Times, and we're bringing in my friend Johnny Erickson Tata. We got to hear Johnny sing a well-known Christian hymn, and in a moment, she's going to sing again. If you know anything about Johnny, you know she loves to sing, especially hymns.
是的，如果你有机会在网上搜索 Johnny 的视频，就不难发现，很多个场合之下呢，他讲着讲着呀，就唱起诗歌来了，让人听了真是为之动容的。那些忍不住就会想到，这需要多么喜乐的生命，才能够支持一个坐在轮椅上，随时需要帮助的人唱起诗歌来呢？你现在收听到的是良友电台的中英双语节目《蓝天绿洲》Heaven Today。我是乐心，和我一起主持的是 Charles Morris。 Johnny 的故事后来被拍摄成为了真人电影，叫做《轮椅上的画家》。可以想象得到，人在经历苦难的初期阶段，内心呢必然是充满了许多个为什么，充满了对神的愤怒之情。我们现在就来听听电影中的一段对话。
You will never use these fingers to comb your hairOr to put on your own lipstick. Or to drive a car. Never.
Well, then I don't want to go home. Not without my hands. I've already conceded the fact that I'm going to sit down for the rest of my life. But without my hands, I'm a helpless freak. No miracles, huh?
A scene from the feature film called Johnny, starring Johnny Erickson Tata. She does quite a job playing herself. She told me it was challenging at times to relive her accident, and even more challenging to remember the days when she was questioning God. The movie is raw, but it ultimately shows how she came to trust that God was good and he cared for her.
I am sure of only one thing.I know who put me back together. You see, I'd rather be in this chair knowing him than on my feet without him. And I never really knew that for sure until this moment.
Johnny Erickson Tata playing herself in the feature film called Johnny. It was produced by Billy Graham's production company, Worldwide Pictures, the same one that made The Hiding Place. And the production quality is equal to a Hollywood film from the era when it was made.
轮椅上的画家这部影片可以在福音影视网上看到的。延续之前 Johnny 的生命见证，这段时间呢，我们所分享的内容依然是与苦难有关。每个人都会在苦难面前发出呐喊，苦难也一定程度上成为了人生的主题，因此呢，就孕育出了一系列与受苦相关的诗歌。这些诗歌今天被传唱的时候仍然很受欢迎，写词人的真实经历并没有停留在苦难之中，而是超越了苦难与神相遇。乐心，我相信我们每个人都想说出约伯的感受，从前风闻有你，今天亲眼看见你。很多时候我们与主的真实的相遇，不是都发生在了看似窘迫、看似没有未来、无人相助的幽暗低谷中吗？蓝天绿洲今天想要和你分享的是19世纪的经典圣诗 Abide with me， 与我同住。这首诗歌呢， Johnny 从小就会唱，现在呢，就让我们听听 Johnny 的演绎，以及听一下这首诗歌呀是怎样影响他的。
Abide with me, fast falls the eventide. darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless soul, abide with me.
I don't even know how old I was when I memorized this hymn. It was a family favorite. We often sang it at church. And so I must have learned it early on as a child, never ever thinking how the words would one day catch me at my deepest point of despair. Because shortly after the 1967 diving accident when I became paralyzed, I was only a teenager. I found myself stuck in a hospital, not just for weeks, but for many, many months. My mind was so confused and I was so bewildered and I was so depressed over the prospects of living with quadriplegia. I could hardly even pray. I couldn't put two words together in prayer, but I could sing. I could still sing. And when visiting hours were over and it was dark in the hospital and nobody was around to wipe my eyes, I would sniffle back the tears and I would comfort myself. I'd console myself, give myself a hug by singing this old hymn. I did not realize it back then, but it was indeed a prayer. God had given me a prayer, and I wasn't even aware of it. And so I would whisper in the dark, "Abide with me, Lord, fast falls the eventide. When darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide." And here's the line that spoke to my heart. "And Lord, when other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, oh, abide with me."
Help of the helpless soul. What a beautiful name for Jesus. Johnny Erickson Tata from her program, Johnny and Friends. That hymn meant a lot to Johnny 50 years ago, and it still does today. We'll hear more from her in just a moment, but first I want to share the story behind Abide With Me, because knowing the story behind this hymn, this prayer, as Johnny calls it, makes it even more meaningful. It was written by a Scotsman, a 19th century Anglican clergyman, Henry Francis Light. He was in poor health most of his life. In fact, he was turned down by one church because of his asthma and bronchitis. He wrote several hymns that you may have heard. "Jesus, I my cross have taken. Praise my Savior, the King of Heaven." And most famously, "Abide with Me." His daughter Anna tells the story. At the age of 54, Henry had tuberculosis. It was September, and her father was ill. But he wanted to preach one last time. His family tried to talk him out of it, but you have to love his spirit. Anna says he was fond of saying, "It's better to wear out than to rust out." And that evening, after preaching on the Lord's Supper, he handed that hymn we heard Johnny sing to a member of his family, "Abide with Me." Just weeks later, he died in France.
莱特的诗歌《与我同住》在教会历史上不知道帮助了多少神的儿女走完了地上的最后一段路程。从1927年到今天为止，每一届的英国足球总杯决赛，在冠亚军队伍较量的前一刻，聚集着上万观众的体育场总会唱起这首诗歌。与我同住已经是深深地刻在了英国人的文化里。1847年的9月4日早晨，54岁的莱特肺结核已经极度严重了，他知道自己已经有一只脚在坟墓里了。但是他仍然拖着疲惫的身躯，用尽全力爬上了讲台。台下的每一个人都屏住了呼吸。莱特说，人都免不了一死，那些曾在生前拥抱过基督之死的人，最能够预备好面对身体的死亡。莱特的双手扶着讲台，用颤抖却坚定的声音说，今天我仍然站在这里，像是从死里复活一样，希望你们见到我这个样子也能够有所警惕，让你们能预备自己迎接那个人生终究会来临的严肃时刻，并且在那日来到之前，你们能够天天经历基督的死，天天认识基督的死， 以及天天倚靠基督的死。之后的第二天，莱特就要离开这个让他一心牵挂的渔村，去南方温暖的意大利过冬，并且他也知道这一次他离开了就再也不会回来了。那天的傍晚，他仍然像平常一样漫步在熟悉的海边，眺望远方的夕阳在暮色中将海面染成火红色。这个时候，莱特的脑海中闪过了他这一生的画面，他想起了在他年幼的时候就已经离开却爱他的母亲，在他刚刚懂事的时候呀，他的母亲就一遍又一遍地读圣经故事给他听，并且教导他用祷告将大大小小的心事都告诉主。他也想起了父亲前赴战场时的背影，在常年的英法战争中音讯全无，只留下了9岁的他孤零零地活在世上。莱特还想起了慈爱的皇家学院校长收留了孤苦伶仃的他，而他呢也不辜负校长的一片好心，在校读书时连续3年获得了最佳英文诗奖，赢得了多次奖学金的荣誉。最后他还想到了毕业之后，当他终于还清了校长的债务之后，31岁的他做了一个一生都不曾后悔的决定，就是在1824年和妻子放下了一切，自愿来到英国的南部一个偏远气候恶劣的渔村，花费了24年服侍一群没有学问头脑简单看似粗野的渔民。莱特晚年写下了这首思索生命和死亡的经典诗歌《与我同住》。3个星期之后，虽然莱特没能够抵达温暖的意大利，并死于法国，但他却永远的安息主怀。《与我同住》这首圣诗的典故呢，是出自于《路加福音》的24章。当时有2位门徒在回到以马忤斯的路上，正在为耶稣的死亡以及自己的前途担忧的时候，就遇到了耶稣陪他们同行。当他们快到目的地的时候，耶稣继续要前行，但是他们却强留住耶稣说，请你同我们住下吧，因为时候晚了，日头已经平息了。耶稣就进去要同他们住下。
The third verse, which you may know, goes like this.
I fear no foe, with thee at hand to bless. Ills have no weight, and tears no bitterness.
That was Audrey Assad and Abide With Me, and we'll hear the entire song in just a moment. What a testimony to the power and grace of God that a pastor with only a few short days left on earth can take what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15 and put it to music. Although I might say to you, this is not the original tune that we know today. Some said the original tune was a bit dull. But here's what the Apostle Paul said as an encouragement in 1 Corinthians 15. I'll start at verse 50. I declare to you, brothers and sisters, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortal. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that's written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. There you have it, 1 Corinthians 15, 50 through 57. Our bodies are breaking down. I feel it every day, and I'm sure many of you do too as well. The whole world is crumbling under the curse of sin. But there is good news. The imperishable is on its way. Bodies that won't wear out, that can't get any cancer, that can't be killed in car accidents. All of the hard times we face in life will one day be over and done. I'm sure many of us have taken comfort in these words. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? But notice what Paul said the sting of death was. It's important, because just like Henry Light, we can only glory in our Redeemer when death calls if we know the salvation that we have in Jesus. Sin is the sting of death, and the power of sin, the law. When we look death in the face, sometimes it's like a mirror that fills us with dread, because all we can see is our own sins, our own failure to live up to God's law. But this man named Light held on to the wonderful truth that we have victory over sin and death because Jesus was victorious over sin and death and obedient to the law, yet suffering in our place. When this Anglican pastor was turned down for the ministry position that he was seeking, too sick to serve, he wrote a poem called Declining Days. And in that poem, he captured Paul's praise in these wonderful verses. And you can almost hear him shouting with joy, "Thanks be to God." Here's the part of Henry Light's poem I'm thinking of. "Hark, I from that throne comes down, a voice which strength to sinking souls can give, that voice all judgment thunders cannot drown. Believe, it cries, and live." The poem goes on. And it's so encouraging to my heart as a sinner in need of more grace every day. Weak, sinful as I am, that still small voice forbids me to despond. Faith clings for refuge to the bleeding lamb, nor dreads the gloom beyond. Did you hear that? Faith clings to the bleeding lamb, the help for helpless souls, Jesus, our Savior, who suffered in our place so that we could be free from sin and suffering forever. But what about in the meantime? What about these dark nights when suffering seems more real than your Savior? He's our hope for the future. But where's our hope for now? Well, the hope and courage that Henry Light showed in the face of death was a result of his abiding in Christ, dwelling on the truth of salvation in Christ, and never letting go of the promise of Christ. And that's our hope for now, abiding in the one who said he would never leave us. Let's go back to Johnny, and to how meaningful this song was to her in the dark nights in the hospital after her tragic diving accident 50 years ago, as she learned to abide with Christ.
Yes, that song blessed me when I was in the hospital. And it has blessed me all these many years I've been sitting at this microphone in my wheelchair. Because you know as well as I, other helpers, other companions, other friends, they're going to fail you. They won't always be there. They won't always be around. Oh, not that their friendship is the fair weather sort. It's just that when you're in pain, most people can only journey with you so far and no further in your suffering. They can only understand it to a point. They can only participate in it to a degree. Other people may share your burdens or relieve the discomfort of your thorn, but only you can carry your cross. And that's why I love that line that speaks of God as the help of the helpless. He gives you grace, comfort, and best of all, His strength and presence to carry the cross as you follow Him. Jesus says in John chapter 15, "As the Father loved me, I also have loved you, so abide, abide with me, abide in my love."
与我同住，住在我的爱中。这真是基督徒一生都要学习的功课。我们那么容易就感到孤独，那么渴望有人能够陪伴。然而，就像 Johnny 说到的，无论是谁，他能够陪我的时间总是有限的，他能够陪我走的路程总是不远的。只有当我们住在耶稣里面，听他微小而温柔的声音对我们说，你是我挚爱的孩子。我是谁呢？我是上帝所挚爱的孩子呀。当耶稣从约旦河受洗出来之后，他听到了从天上发出来的声音，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。这个声音今天同样是耶稣对你对我说的。耶稣希望我们知道他如何被父神深深的爱着，我们呢也同样如何被父神深深的爱着。
Are you abiding in Christ? Sometimes I know it's hard, but that's the amazing truth. Even when we have a hard time abiding in Jesus, when we can't seem to lift our eyes to Him, He comes to us by way of His Spirit and abides with us. John 14, verse 16, And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept Him, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He lives with you and will be in you. And one day, thanks be to God, as Paul might say, Jesus is coming to us again. He goes on in John 14 to say, I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. This hymn, Abide With Me, it's been recorded many times through the years, but not many include this verse that encourages us in our weakness, that the friend of sinners is coming soon after healing and compassion to save us forever. Come, not in terrors as the King of Kings, but kind and good with healing in thy wings. Tears for all woes, a heart for every plea. Come, friend of sinners, and thus abide with me.
Abide with me. Fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens. Lord, with me abide. When other helper fail and comforts flee,
That's one of her hymns for hard times, Audrey Assad. And of course, Abide With Me on this Haven Today. Special thanks to Johnny Erickson Tata for joining me again on the program today. And we'll be hearing more from her, both teaching and singing, for the rest of the week.
Abide with me, 与我同住。我们可以说，这既是耶稣对我们发出来的邀请，也是我们对主耶稣的一个极大的渴慕。我们希望与主同住，我们希望住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。这个就是今天的蓝天绿洲全部节目内容了。真的是盼望在听完今天的分享之后，我们能够有更多与主独处的时间，让我们去感受，让我们去经历与主同在，他住在我们里面，我们住在他里面的那美好的相交。我们的短信号码是13229966122，非常欢迎你和我们分享听完节目之后的感受。短信的开头请你加上蓝天，那乐星和 Charles 呢就在明天的同一时间和你分享另外的一首 Hymns for Hard Times。 明天时间我们不见不散，拜拜。
I have a home, eternal home, but for now I walk this broken world. You walked it first, you know our pain, but you sure hope can rise again up from the grave. Abide with me, abide with me, don't let me fall, and don't let go. Walk with me and never leave, ever close, God, abide with me. There in the night, Gethsemane, before the cross, before the nails, overwhelmed, alone you prayed, you met our sin, our suffering, and bore our shame. Abide with me, abide with me, don't let